Ramadan AM with Sabra and Shafiq.
Yes, indeed, it is Ramadan AM with Shafiq and Sabra, and we are now in virtual reality. We're not in the Matrix, but we are close to virtual reality. Okay, what's going on? After many months of planning, Voice of the Cape's new initiative to help to give back to the community and small businesses, the day has arrived. It is the VOC Wallet app, which you, not in the traffic, but you can download it when you get to the office, using Google or iStore, that's the Apple apps, and there's no subscription fee attached. To explain to us how this application works is Jaco Schoeman, founder of the company, partnering with us on the VOC Wallet app. Jaco, welcome to the show.
Morning, Shafiq. Thanks for having me. I'm grateful to be here.
Yeah, on two wheels, you did some interesting hell driving through the traffic on two wheels, but you are here. Tell us something about this app. It's called, apparently called a wallet app. Now, what is it that makes it so unique? Because it's not an actual wallet that you put in your pocket. It's virtual reality in a sense.
Yeah, Shafiq, I think, you know, it's called the VOC wallet, the Voice of the Cape wallet. We all know money is going mobile. Worldwide, that's what's happening. In South Africa, we've got payment portals like SnapScan and Zapper. I'm sure people have heard about that before. And basically, what the VOC wallet is a way for a consumer to store money digitally and use that digital money at brick and mortar stores. So instead of putting a credit card or cash over the counter, they actually use their wallet to pay for a coffee, for instance.
So what I would do in practical sense, does it mean then that I would transfer from my existing bank account, let's say Bank A,
correct,
I put it into the app?
Correct.
It sounds weird for somebody who, okay, it goes in through cyberspace into the app. Now I've got the money and I can now use it. So how do I use it once it's inside my phone? Doesn't sound right, inside my phone, but how do I use it?
You know, I think money is zeros and ones in any case, no matter how we look at it. The only time that you really have physical money is if you're holding a 10 rand note in your hand. The rest of the time, it's living out there in cyberspace. Mm-hmm. So all we do is we just know where it is to make it, to try and explain that bit. To use it is very, very simple. You open your VOC wallet and you'll see where I can use my money.
Right.
You simply walk into, let's call it ABC Shop, and ABC Shop will know that you are using the VOC wallet. So it's not like you have to try and explain to them, look, I want to pay with a different way. They accept that form of payment. And it's very simple. You put in the amount that you owe them. You've got a PIN code that obviously safeguards your money. Nobody can use it but you. And the transaction is completed. Obviously, the great part about the VOC wallet is that wherever you use that wallet, you actually get a discount. So here's your choice. You can pay 25 rand for a cup of coffee, or you can pay 22 rand 50 for a cup of coffee with a VOC wallet.
Yeah, because in fact, Sabira, she's got an Apple, shame. And she went and she got the app, what happens, what I saw is that it tells the shops that are near you,
yes,
and her eyes went round when she saw that there was a coffee shop close to Voice of the Cape.
Yes. Yeah, that's the beauty. I mean, obviously, you know, the whole, you want to make life as easy as possible for a shopper out there, and you want to give them a reason to use the VOC wallet. So The reason for using the VOC wallet is, just think about it, if you could bring down your monthly cost by 10%, what would it mean in your life? And that's what we're trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. I hope that answers that one.
No, definitely. Now, so as a member of the public, the benefits for me is that I've got this app and I can go to the shops that's on the list. And how many shops have you got on the list? It looked like quite a long list, looking sort of squeezing a glance at Sabra's Apple.
Yeah. Currently, we've got about 30 shops on the app. Mm-hmm. Obviously, VOC is busy with a drive to get small businesses out there with within the community to partner with them.
This, of course, is ideal for small businesses, isn't it? Particularly businesses that are starting up in the community, your food stores. I know a lot of people are thinking clothing right now because Eid is around the corner, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Yes. Shafiq, you know what? The one common thing that all small businesses face is, number one, how do I get a customer into my shop, number one? And secondly, how do I get them back?
Yeah, yeah.
And we address that problem. So it's unique in the sense that VOC is the first radio station that's bringing something to the table, saying, how do we connect our community? And our community, there's business inside that community, but there's also shoppers inside this community. Not all businesses can afford to run advertising campaigns. But getting involved with VOC now actually allows them to be showcased to the thousands of listeners VOC.
Yeah, so let's say I'm a listener and you have a small business, I can get myself onto the VOC wallet app, and every single time that Cyber clicks on for the coffee shop, a clothing shop comes up underneath, or she scrolls up and down, and all the other retail and other stores are available there.
Exactly. We've not created something that's out of the ordinary. We're just using technology to make things possible.
And of course, the listener of the future, or the listener of now, in fact, in terms of radio, doesn't listen to radio on a radio.
No.
Those little boxings that used to stand on top of fridges.
Yes.
Most people, I'm sure you agree with me, listen to the radio via their cell phones, handheld devices, and some people, unfortunately stuck in traffic, who don't ride scooters like yourself, are listening to us right now in the traffic. But most people listen to radio on PCs or handheld devices. So everything is like shifted into cyberspace.
Yeah.
And I believe, Yaku, this is not only the VOC wallet in terms of if you want to go out and purchase something from a shop in your area. Of course, there's, you know, initiatives on the app as well, which I think is so important. So, of course, we've heard about the Al-Quds Foundation that's on the app. So, of course, you know, the big question is, can our community donate?
Yes, you can. You know, the beautiful thing is if you as a community member download the VOC wallet, you'll get an email obviously when you register, and in there will be a link that you can click. It'll give you a step-by-step instruction how to donate to Al-Quds. But you can literally sit in your car and donate, and it will take you 20 seconds, if that much.
Awesome.
So it's a great tool going forward for all sorts of things. I'm going to let a bit of a cat out of the bag here. You were talking about listening to the radio. Next week we'll actually do an update to the VOC wallet, and there'll be a little link that you can click, and you can listen to you guys talking on the wallet, so to speak.
All right, let's hope we don't chase all the customers away. Now, another thing, Jaka, how do I download the app? Okay, I've got a Chinese phone which is copied Apple, so I can't go to the I platforms. How do we download it?
Either it's on Google Play. So if you've got an Android phone, you go to Google Play, type in VOC wallet, and it'll pop up. Just look for the little blue logo. You guys know what VOC looks like.
And obviously
like.
It's a free app.
It's a free app. It doesn't cost you as a consumer anything. You only save when you use this.
And of course, just to reiterate, so everything's on my app, and I go to a certain store. How do I physically do the payment? I'm quite challenged according to these things. Do I wave my phone at the person and say, VOC wallet, and run out? How do I do it?
We're fantastic when we get there. You'll see when you download the VOC wallet. Let's, for instance, there's a ABC coffee shop. You click on the shop, and it opens up a little screen for you that says amount due.
Okay.
You type in the amount that's due. It asks you use credits. Obviously, you have to have credits inside your wallet, or you've got to have loaded your wallet with your virtual money, Shafiq, as you call it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't have enough, you can't do the payment. So.
Oh, no, I'm disappointed now.
There'll be a button that says, okay, use the amount. You go, yes, I'm happy to use it. It says, what is your code? So you set up your own personal code, like your bank code at your teller. You type in that code, And then the shop owner vendor will give you a code as well, which you type in, and the transaction is completed. The great thing is it takes about 2 to 3 seconds. Now imagine how long it normally takes to try and wait for the credit cards to go through, or change to get back, or do I have change? Beauty is you can walk around with this wallet. You don't have to carry your credit cards with you. You don't have to have money with you. If anything gets stolen, let's say they steal your phone, they don't steal your wallet, because your wallet is still password protected. Only you can use your wallet. Get your next phone, download your wallet again, log in, and your money's still there.
So, yeah, because that was going to be my next question about security. I know a lot of people are quite worried about security. Mm. So how secure is it? I mean, it is password protected.
Yes, I think, you know, number one, your wallet is password protected. But the bigger question here is, how secure is it for me as a consumer today to put my car details or to put my banking details into devices or things like this? I'm going to get a bit technical. I'll try and keep it as simple as possible. But whenever you do a payment today, whether you swipe your card somewhere or whether you type it into the online, your payment details goes to what they call a third-party gateway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So these are companies that's been rubber-stamped by various institutions as being super secure, and they can take your card details. They put it in, I'll just call it a vault, okay?
Right.
And then they tokenize your card details, which is just a randomized string of characters. And that is what's actually being used at the end of the day, or what's stored on your phone. It's a randomized set of characters that even if a thief gets hold of it, he can absolutely do zero with it.
Right, right.
It doesn't give him any of your detail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's safer to put your card details into a wallet like this than actually giving it to somebody to swipe to pay in a restaurant.
That's interesting. Yeah. So everything is every step of the way, it's basically codified.
Absolutely.
A hacker's nightmare.
Well, you know, there's always clever hackers out there, but yeah. No, you know, understand that the wallet payments, this type of thing, has been coming around for a long, long time. The world is moving that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much focus on making this secure. It is pretty very, very, very secure.
Jaco Schumann from, I'm going to call him from the VOC wallet app. thanks for chatting to us. I think you've been pretty clear about it. And of course, if you want to find out more, you can go to the VOC website at www.vocfm.co.za. Brand new website. Sabra has filmed the interview. It will be up on our Facebook site as well. On social media. Yeah, in fact, it was broadcasting live. But it will be a recorded version, will be up on all of our social media sites. So, Jaco Schumann, thanks for chatting to us, and we all wish the VOC Wallet app every success in the future.
Absolutely. Go VOC Wallet.
There we go. Thanks a lot, Jaco.
Thanks.